Keynote Systems, the web performance trackers, had a wonderfully frightening and ominous thought the other day when it issued a statement reminding people that right now there are only 130 days between now and Black Friday, just what we wanted to hear in mid-July. But pointing out that the holiday season is indeed creeping up upon us quickly, and indeed most retailers are already well involved in doing that e-commerce integration, the multi-channel.
I mean, the data from last year showed that there were going to be a lot of purchases this year, that there was a recognition that it was just getting too big to kind of brute your way through anymore. Whether those have come to pass, I certainly haven't read of a lot of high-profile implementations. There was a lot of talk about it, but I don't know that they've actually moved forward.
People are still implementing the blocking and tackling to make that work. There are some people that are rolling out. For instance, Circuit City is rolling out their new point-of-sale system to be able to do that seamlessly. But right now they're doing it more with smoke and mirrors through most of their stores than through their complete IBM system that they announced and are rolling out.
It's actually part Oracle, part using IBM store integration framework.
Right.
Now, if indeed that system, that integrated multi-channel system, does work as predicted, or at least as hoped, what is the likely impact on them from an IT perspective? How big a deal is it to be able to get that all smoothly integrated?
We don't know yet.
Oh, I don't think it's simple. The state of the industry that I saw a year ago was that basically retailers were brooding it through. You know, they were making multi-channel work by brute force. And you reach a point where, and so you'll get the data in one system and you push them out to the rest of the system. There reaches a point where that starts to fall apart. I think that's why you saw Federated announce that they were going to make some big changes. They were one who pulled the trigger this year because it was just getting too big.
Yes. That's going to require a lot of coding and a lot of integration, and I don't know, you have to see the ROI on that.
Well, you know, it's hard to track. The funny thing about multi-channel is it's hard to track the ROI because you may not have the sale made online, but you certainly will find the product discovery and the research done online. And I mean, depending on the analyst, depending on who you're talking to, it ranges from 75 to 85 to 90% of purchases.
I think just as a consumer, most consumers want to go feel and play with the product itself, and they may initiate the transaction online to get an idea of what's out there. Then go to a brick and mortar store, play with the product, and then they may consummate the transaction either at the brick and mortar store or online.
Yeah, then they go home and figure out who's got the best price and buy it online.
And increasingly now, as we're starting to get mobile internet access, especially through the 3G network, the person may be literally standing in the Circuit City store and comparison shopping online at that time.
You know, I have to say that while we're on this subject, that I think the next biggest disruptive technology in retail is this 3G phone technology,
yeah.
that consumers are walking around with smartphones. And retailers are going to be driven to do some kind of marketing through those phones so that they can keep customers from doing exactly what you just described, which is turning all their stores into showrooms for the Amazon and Frugals of the world.
Now, you know, most stores have a policy that they will do price matching for print ads. You may see them having to move to price matching to legitimate internet ads as well.
I think that is going to be something that is going to be talked about long, long before we ever see it implemented. Depends on where you are for that technology. I mean, I think most people who are buying a lot of these phones now are getting them part of plans, and they don't necessarily know how to use all of those functions now that they have in their phone. And the thought of them becoming intelligent as a large group, now certainly you're going to have 15 to 20% of your consumers, of any shoppers, who are going to have that skill set that are going to be able to go out there and do that shopping. But the question is for the retailers, are they going to implement technology to take advantage of that, this one-to-one marketing through these devices, and worry about people shopping other stores while they're in their store to try to do prices? Are they really going to spend a lot of time on that if only 20% of their market is actually would be able to do that?
Obviously, if I'm buying a plasma television set, all I have to do is type in a SKU number into a website to get a lower price and save $200, $300. I'm going to do that. But I'm certainly not going to be doing that at the local Kroger to try to save 12 cents off a can of peas.
Right,
certainly,
absolutely.
Certainly. But you'll find that the SKU number at Circuit City is different than the SKU number at Best Buy on purpose.
The other thing is, you know, you had companies like Target a couple of years ago that literally kicked the consumers out of the store for trying to comparison shop while they were at the store. And the other model was they may simply try to block it.
That would be foolish.
Exactly. It would be, but it's happened.
If you've ever seen a husband doing the shopping in any store that, you know.
He's standing there in the store going, do you want the green olives or the black olives?
Exactly. And anybody that would be blocking that would be at their peril.
There are a couple of other things to consider. First of all, the issue of that they might have to engage in price matching with online. Online prices can, or online costs, overhead can be so different, there would be a question, particularly with what is a legitimate online site. It's very difficult, or it's at least cost expensive, to fool or create a print ad, and they figure, well, if they're doing it, they're a legit, substantive retailer. But online, it's so much easier, that would be a very difficult strategy to get into. But the other factor is, there are retailers right now that are doing the opposite. As opposed to trying to block it, they're trying to enable it. They're trying to actually set up PCs in there that will allow surfing, figure they're going to do it anyway, and to make it easier. And the other factor is that even the fast cell connections, and I've got one right here, the fact is the interface on those items is very difficult. Most websites are not very mobile enabled. And it's simply not practical. It's not like with a full-size PC to start surfing. So I think the stores are not going to have to worry about blocking the mobile, but they may start providing e-commerce access
but
in the store.
What's going to happen is that that's a business opportunity for a website or a mobile website provider to allow to offer a frugal type of service that works quickly and efficiently for a specific product. So you're going to have this whole tension between making it easier for people to find lower prices online at the same time. And they're going to compete on other things. They're going to compete on customer service. They're going to compete on immediate availability. They're going to compete on their return policies, the lack of shipping, stuff like that.